Coast Radio News for Friday, June 11, 2021. I'm George Henry. New firefighters will practice their skills live on Saturday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Exercises will be conducted north of Florence on Mears Street. It'll be closely monitored by instructors, and residents may notice smoke as well as a large number of fire vehicles in the area. Nearby residents will be contacted directly and given information about the exercise. Fire and EMS Chief Michael Schick says live fire exercises are very important in training, especially since the incidence of actual fires are down. He says so few actual fires are seen anymore that a lot of the younger people and even some of the more experienced people don't get a chance to work a fire.
To actually have where you can have a house and you can set small controlled fires, it just gives them the opportunity to see something they might see on an actual call.
Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority, a coalition of Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue and Western Lane Ambulance District, responds to an average of 3,800 calls per year, but very few are fires. Anyone with questions about the exercise should call the fire department at 997-3212. Lane County reported 23 new coronavirus cases yesterday, including one more for the Florence area. Cases are at their lowest level since early March, according to Lane County public health numbers. The Oregon Health Authority is still reporting that about 93,000 individuals will need to be vaccinated in order to reach the goal of 70%. Upon doing so, Governor Kate Brown will lift restrictions and completely reopen the Oregon economy. Many local businesses, while experiencing a steady stream of customers, are still trying to maneuver through the ever-changing landscape of regulations regarding the pandemic. Mask restrictions are still in place unless a business has a way of determining vaccination records on customers. And with the limited staff available, it's not a viable option for many local establishments. In other COVID news, the incidence of hospitalizations continue to be a roller coaster, with 9 more individuals hospitalized yesterday. 41 of those patients are in intensive care at this point. In addition, 10 more people died from complications associated with the coronavirus yesterday. The state also says it's averaging about 15,000 doses per day of the 3 different vaccines available. It's been a week of small changes at the pump, according to AAA Oregon's Marie Dodds. She says that Oregon has seen a 2-cent increase in the past 7 days, and the average price of a gallon of regular gas in Oregon now stands at $3.45. Here in Florence, the average is a bit lower at $3.23 a gallon. Dodd says demand fell and supply increased after the Memorial weekend. Prices will continue to fluctuate as crude oil prices, which account for about 50% of fuel prices, continues to sell at its highest level in more than 2.5 years. This evening's graduation at Siuslaw High School has been moved indoors due to inclement weather. Originally, the processional was set to be on the football field, but storms predicted around the area forced the event inside. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, there will still only be immediate family allowed in the gym. The event is at 7 p.m. KCST will broadcast the graduation live beginning at 6:45 and will simulcast it with a live video feed on the Coast Radio Facebook page. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, June 11, 2021.